Tech It For Me is an independent and solo-produced podcast.
Welcome to the Tech It For Me podcast. I'm Mike Madol. On today's episode, I will be talking about NVIDIA after they became the world's first $4 trillion publicly traded company on July 9th, 2025. That's right, a company that started out making graphics cards for gamers is now worth more than Amazon and Google combined. How did this happen? Why are NVIDIA's chips so critical for AI? And is this astronomical rise sustainable, or are we headed into an AI bubble? Let's unpack the NVIDIA story, what it means for you, and where the future of AI hardware is going. This is Tech It For Me. Let's go.
This is the Tech It For Me podcast.
To understand how NVIDIA got here, let's rewind and head back to the early 1990s. So back in 1993, Jensen Huang and two friends founded NVIDIA in a small office in California. Their bet was simple. The future of computing was visual. At the time, CPUs handled everything, but they weren't optimized for complex graphics rendering. NVIDIA's breakthrough came in 1999 with the GeForce 256. It was marketed as the world's first GPU, or graphics processing unit. For gamers, this meant more realistic visuals, faster frame rates, and a better gaming experience. Throughout the 2000s, NVIDIA dominated the gaming GPU market. Their brand became synonymous with high-end gaming machines, and competitors like ATI struggled to keep up. That is, until AMD bought them. But behind the scenes, something interesting was happening. Researchers discovered that GPUs weren't just good for rendering graphics. Their architecture, which was designed for massive parallel processing, made them ideal for complex mathematical computations, like those needed for scientific simulations, oil and gas exploration, and financial modeling. This was NVIDIA's first clue that their GPUs had applications far beyond gaming. Moving forward a few years to 2006, NVIDIA launched something that would change its trajectory forever, CUDA. CUDA stands for Compute Unified Device Architecture. Before CUDA, GPUs were primarily used for graphics rendering, gaming visuals, 3D modeling, and video processing. But CUDA unlocked their true potential. It allowed developers to program NVIDIA GPUs for general-purpose computing, meaning they could now handle any workload that benefited from parallel processing, from scientific simulations to financial modeling. At the time, AI was still a niche academic pursuit, mostly confined to research labs with limited practical applications. Neural networks existed, but training them on traditional CPUs was painfully slow and very expensive. Then came 2012, which was a landmark year for artificial intelligence. Researchers led by Geoffrey Hinton used NVIDIA GPUs to train AlexNet, a deep, convolutional neural network designed for computer vision. AlexNet competed in the prestigious ImageNet competition, where it dramatically outperformed all previous models, slashing the top 5 error rate by a humongous margin. This wasn't just an incremental improvement. It was a breakthrough moment that shocked the AI community. For the first time, deep learning demonstrated that with enough compute power and data, neural networks could achieve unprecedented accuracy in complex tasks like image recognition, for instance. And what made it possible? It was NVIDIA's GPUs. Researchers realized that training neural networks on GPUs was exponentially faster than using CPUs. It was cutting training times from weeks down to days, or even hours in some cases. This speed unlocked the practical viability of deep learning models across industries. That moment sparked the AI boom that we now know today. Suddenly, startups, big tech companies, and research labs worldwide needed NVIDIA GPUs to train their models. Whether it was for computer vision to enable face recognition and self-driving car perception, or speech recognition for powerful virtual assistants like Siri and Alexa. Natural language processing, which underpins models like ChatGPT and Gemini. NVIDIA became the hardware backbone of modern AI. In effect, CUDA turned NVIDIA GPUs from gaming accessories into essential infrastructure for the AI revolution. positioning the company as a silent force powering the next era of technological advancement. Now here's where NVIDIA was very smart. They didn't just sell chips, they built themselves an ecosystem. They invested in developer tools, software libraries, and platforms like CUDA and TensorRT. This made it easier for AI researchers and companies to use their hardware without rewriting their entire code base. Imagine trying to switch from NVIDIA to another chipmaker. You'd have to retrain your models, rewrite your software stack, and potentially lose performance benefits. This ecosystem lock-in gave NVIDIA deep roots, their presence so entrenched that rivals struggled to uproot them. They also diversified their data center GPUs, professional visualization for industries like automotive and architecture, and high-performance computing for supercomputers. So now that you have the background, let's fast forward to today. Generative AI exploded in late 2022 with ChatGPT's public launch. Every company suddenly wanted to integrate AI, whether it was for coding assistance or creative tools, customer service bots, or internal data analytics. Training large language models like GPT-4 or Gemini requires thousands of GPUs running for weeks. But even using the model after it's trained, what we call inference, requires massive computing power, especially when millions of people are interacting with it at the same time. NVIDIA's H100 GPUs, built on their Hopper architecture, are currently the gold standard for AI workloads. Each one costs between $25,000 to $40,000 US. And big tech companies buy them in racks of hundreds or even thousands. NVIDIA's upcoming B100 chip, announced at Computex, promises even better performance per watt, reinforcing NVIDIA's leadership. It's no exaggeration to say that today's AI revolution truly runs on NVIDIA hardware. Now, let's look at the numbers. Back in 2016, NVIDIA's annual revenue was roughly $7 billion, driven primarily by its dominance in gaming graphic cards and early moves into data center GPUs. Fast forward to last year, and that revenue skyrocketed to over $60 billion, nearly a tenfold increase in less than a decade. That explosive growth has been fueled by the AI boom, with demand for NVIDIA's GPUs surging as companies race to build and deploy large language models, generative AI tools, and advanced machine learning applications. But revenue is only a small part of this story. NVIDIA's market capitalization, its total value on the stock market, has more than doubled in the past year alone, briefly surpassing tech giants like Microsoft and Apple to become the most valuable company in the world. While Apple has since reclaimed this top spot, NVIDIA remains firmly planted among the top three most valuable companies globally. It's remarkable for a company that just a decade ago was seen mainly as a graphics card manufacturer for gamers and creative professionals. Today, investors view NVIDIA as a critical enabler of the AI revolution. The role it plays is similar to how Intel powered the PC era with its processors, or how Microsoft dominated computing with Windows. NVIDIA's GPUs are now the essential engines driving AI training and deployment at every major tech company, every cloud provider, and AI startup. In other words, if AI is the gold rush of our time, NVIDIA is selling the picks and the shovels, and business is booming. So with all that said, let's address the pessimist in the room. Is NVIDIA's explosive growth truly sustainable? On one hand, AI demand shows no sign of slowing down. Enterprises are racing to build private AI models. Cloud providers are scaling their infrastructure to support generative AI workloads. And new AI startups are emerging almost daily with innovative applications. But on the other hand, competition is intensifying. AMD, they're developing AI-focused GPUs with highly competitive price-to-performance ratios, aiming to chip away at NVIDIA's market dominance. Intel, they're investing heavily in AI accelerators and its Gaudi chips to regain relevance in a data center market. Google has its proprietary TPUs, or Tensor Processing Units, optimized specifically for its internal AI workloads and services like Google Cloud. And finally, Microsoft and Amazon, they're partnering with custom chip makers to build their own AI accelerators tailored for their massive cloud platforms. Meanwhile, AI hardware startups like Cerebras, GraphCore, and SambaNova are designing purpose-built AI chips that can outperform traditional GPUs in certain specialized workloads, posing additional threats to NVIDIA's dominance. Another risk factor is supply chain dependency. NVIDIA relies heavily on TSMC in Taiwan to manufacture its most advanced chips. Any geopolitical instability or supply chain disruption in that region could severely impact NVIDIA's ability to deliver products to the market. Finally, there's the question of AI monetization. Yes, AI is definitely here to stay. That's not in doubt. But if the AI hype cycle cools down, or if enterprises struggle to generate immediate returns from their massive AI infrastructure investments, budgets could tighten. That would lead to a slowdown in spending on new GPUs and accelerators. So while the long-term outlook for AI remains strong, the real question is, can companies monetize AI quickly enough to sustain their current levels of infrastructure spend? Because at the end of the day, NVIDIA's future growth depends not just on AI adoption, but on AI profitability. Beyond NVIDIA's surging stock price, there's a far bigger trend unfolding. AI has sparked a new infrastructure arms race reminiscent of the cloud wars of the 2010s. Back then, tech giants like Amazon, Microsoft, and Google, they invested billions to build sprawling global data centers, each vying to capture dominant market share in the cloud services space. Today, that same race is playing out, but this time it's about AI compute capacity. Every major cloud provider is scrambling to deploy massive clusters of GPUs and AI accelerators to power the next generation of large language models, generative AI tools, and enterprise AI solutions. Companies are pouring capital into AI infrastructure, not just to keep up with competitors, but to enable entirely new product lines and revenue streams. The wave of investment directly benefits NVIDIA in the short to medium term, as its GPUs remain the gold standard for AI training and inference. But it's also triggering intense efforts to find alternatives. Open source AI models are being developed to be more compute efficient, reducing reliance on expensive hardware. New chip architectures are emerging, including neuromorphic computing, which mimics the structure of the human brain for energy-efficient AI processing, and photonics-based chips, which use light instead of electricity to achieve blazing fast compute speeds with lower power consumption. Startups and research labs are exploring quantum computing applications for AI, aiming to solve complex optimization problems beyond the reach of classical GPUs. Cloud providers like Amazon and Google are also designing their own AI chips, such as AWS Trainium and Google TPU, to reduce their dependency on NVIDIA and optimize performance for their proprietary models. In other words, today, NVIDIA is king, no doubt, holding the crown as the world's AI hardware backbone. But the pace of innovation in AI hardware is accelerating rapidly. The companies that once competed to build the biggest data centers are now competing to build the fastest, most efficient, and cost-effective AI compute infrastructure. And in this race, dominance is never permanent. Just as Intel's dominance in CPUs was challenged by ARM and Apple Silicon, NVIDIA's leadership will face fierce challengers in the years ahead. The bottom line for me is this. NVIDIA didn't just ride the AI wave. They built the surfboard, they trained the surfers, and frankly, they owned the beach. They saw where the world was headed and positioned themselves perfectly to lead it. Their rise from a niche graphics card manufacturer to become the world's most valuable semiconductor company, it's not just luck, it's a masterclass in strategic focus, ecosystem building, and investing in the future before anyone else saw it coming. For tech professionals like us, there are powerful lessons here. So first and foremost, stay ahead of trends. NVIDIA didn't wait for AI to become mainstream. They invested in CUDA and general-purpose GPU computing years before deep learning exploded. So ask yourself, where is the next wave coming from? Quantum computing? Neuromorphic chips? Edge AI? Synthetic biology? Don't just observe the trends, position yourself to ride them early. Secondly, build ecosystems, not just products. NVIDIA's real moat isn't just their GPUs, it's their software stack, the developer tools, libraries, and partnerships that make their hardware, frankly, indispensable. So ask yourself, are you creating standalone products, or are you building ecosystems that integrate deeply into your customers' workflows and make them rely on you? Lastly, prepare for disruption. NVIDIA's dominance is impressive, but it's never guaranteed. Competitors like AMD, Intel, Google, and AI hardware startups are innovating rapidly. So the question for yourself is, what are you doing today to ensure you don't get disrupted tomorrow? Complacency is the silent killer of market leaders. At the end of the day, NVIDIA's journey is a reminder that vision without execution is hallucination, and execution without vision is directionless. It's the combination of both bold vision and relentless execution that creates industry-defining companies. So what do you think? Is NVIDIA's $4 trillion valuation justified? Or are we heading into an AI hardware bubble? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Feel free, please email me at inspire@techitfromme.com or leave a comment wherever you're listening. And if you enjoyed this episode, please follow Tech It For Me on Spotify, Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps the show grow. This has been Tech It For Me. Until next time, I'm Mike Madol.
Tech It For Me is an independent and solo-produced podcast.